Thank you. I'm BJ Swanson. My address is 1121 Lamb Road in Troy, and I also work at American West Bank at 600 South Jackson Street. I'd like to talk to you tonight about planning and possibly a way to bridge the division that this issue has brought to the community. The city has been very good at planning in the past. The downtown has been a focus of many of those plans. The result is that we have a very successful downtown. For example, in 1998, there was the Hyatt-Palma study, and I was a part of that, and it was commissioned by the city. I believe it was a segue into the comprehensive plan, and it talked about strengthening downtown business. It also mentioned that the parking problems would all be solved by 2005, which obviously isn't going to happen. That was a segue into the 1999 comprehensive plan. There is a section in the comprehensive plan that deals basically with downtown central business district. It also talks about it being commercial, retail, office, and to how to strengthen those types of businesses. Another interesting plan that I found was in 2001, a plan done by SRG Partnership of Portland. And it was in response, the city requested a plan be devised for Gritman when they wanted to vacate 8th Street to add the addition. I believe under the plan, the way it's written now, the Gritman needs to provide one parking space for every bed. At that rate, then Gritman would only have to provide 25 parking spaces. According to the SRG Partnership plan, Gritman needed to provide 331, which we do. And that's, you know, planning can bring you very successful things, and I think that SRG plan did. Another plan, the 2002 Downtown Enhancement Plan. All of those plans talk about downtown being primarily commercial, retail, and office. None of those plans mentions a 150-student educational institution in the center of downtown. There has been much talk here of a parking problem. Is it a parking problem? Are there 50 spaces available in the Jackson Street lot that are not being used? You hear so many things here, and it divides this community. I think a way to solve this would be to just back off, leave everything the way it is, and decide to go for an economic and parking study. I think that would give you a basis for your decision. It would stop this divisiveness in the community with some saying there's a parking problem, others say there's not. Some say an educational institution belongs downtown, others say it needs to be primarily commercial office and retail. But I think doing that would back off, let things calm down, settle this out, and give you a basis for the right decision. Right now, I don't think you have that information that you need to do that. I think everyone here looks to the city to provide planning, leadership, and direction. In order for you or anyone to make the right decision here, please take your time, do some planning, maybe some economic modeling. This SRG partnership, I would highly recommend them. They would be unbiased and independent. From that, you'd have solid numbers. I think you could bridge the divide in the community and come back with the right decision. So with that, I would ask you to table this until you can get a better plan in place. Thank you.